Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
It's Roger Grace.
Hello, all of you out there in Suburbs podcast land. This is Bob Peterson with my August new music picks. It's Easy Company, the fifth release from The Future Birds from Athens, Georgia. They're kind of an Americana jam band, much in the same vein as My Morning Jacket. On this release, they're a little more restrained and less experimental. The songwriting is more focused, and the songs are really balanced. And I think that's because the three main singer-songwriters each contribute four songs. The album really sounds good. It's because they've hired hotshot producer Brad Cook to man the board, and he has already put out two well-regarded albums from this year, from Hooray for the Riff Raff as well as Waxahachie. And speaking of Waxahachie, Katie Crutchfield sings on one of the songs on this album that I want to feature, which is the title track, Easy Company. My next pick is from X. That well-known band from LA has just put out their second album with the reunited original lineup. And I have to say it's fantastic. They don't break any new ground, but that's a good thing. They've faithfully recreated the sound they had on their first four albums, and they're still bringing a lot of energy and passion. It's bangers from start to finish. The singing between Exene and John Doe is fantastic. Their harmonies are great, and they don't sound like they've aged a bit. And Billy Zoom on guitar and DJ Bonebreak on drums still pack a mean punch. The song I'd like to feature is Sweet to the Bitter End, which is an aptly named song because this is going to be their final album. And I really regret that I never got to see him live. So if you get a chance, go see him.
Pretending, reality bending,
patent pending,
just inventing, sweet to the bitter end. Sweet to the bitter end. Sweet to the bitter end.
And my last bonus pick is another cover song from Say She She. The song is I Believe in Miracles, which is a cover of a Jackson Sisters song. And this has been a staple in their live act for the past year, but they did it so well, they just had to record a single. So please enjoy that. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to everybody else's picks. And once again, please listen to Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. Take care.
From Scotland. So long, farewell, goodbye. Hi, Jim, Patrick, and the Suburbs community. It's Roger Grace from Montrose in Scotland. Before we get started, an extra special big thank you to Nicholas Nygaard. Despite your dodgy support of Ipswich Town, thank you very much for the wonderful music and my own theme tune. Now, on to the music. It's going to be something slightly different for me for this month because it's not only me picking the music, my wife Hilary's also picking songs, but she won't actually let me record her saying anything, so I'm going to have to do everything for her. So we'll start off with my two picks and then we'll follow with Hilary's two picks. So first up is Edinburgh singer-songwriter Hamish Hawke, who I mistakenly said last month their new album was due out in a couple of months' time. Well, it came out in August. It's his third album. It's called A Firmer Hand. It's got a really spooky black and white cover on it, which looks like some sort of poster for a Lon Chaney movie. If you don't know who Lon Chaney is, better ask your parents or even your grandparents. He cites Morrissey, Charles Aznavour and Jacques Brel amongst his influences. To me, If you're looking for a reference that people on this channel will get on board with, it's probably If Morrissey Met Orville Peck. I sort of find a bit of both of them. He's described as being indie pop, chamber pop, and with post-punk influences. And this third new album is also supposed to have elements of art rock, gothic rock, and new wave on it. So that should satisfy everyone in the Suburbs community. As for Hamish himself, he says he doesn't like labels or try for a particular style, so he lets everyone else decide what they think of him. The song I'd like you to pick is called Men Like Choir, and I think you really enjoy it. This is a great album.
Jack Brel, be gentle with me. I want less of the same. I'm not born on a spike, a man amongst worlds, a man in real life. I wasn't content being just another man in my dreams. I've watched my body suffer in front of men built like wire, thrilling with sick leaf. Inglorious men, fulfilling as a dry heave. I've seen their question marks, let's hear their footsteps. For all of my life, they played me for jokes. Someone called King took us disco dancing. He was a dressmaker's son. He was different, that one. He did an uncanny Frankie Valli as he cracked a can open. We'd get drunk in the north. He said music meant war. I watched my body suffer.
For my second pick, I'm going to channel my inner Jim here in the fact I'm actually having a cover song. A couple of weeks ago, I was in a quandary because I'd heard this song and there was no actual studio release of it. There were just live versions of it floating around on YouTube. And I'm thinking, will the guys actually let me have a song that isn't actually out? And then 2 days ago or 3 days ago, lo and behold, The Last Dinner Party actually released a cover of Sparks' 1974 song, which I'm old enough to remember the first time around, of This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us. God, I love this song. I love the original, but I also love this. It's from a forthcoming re-release of their smash first album, Prelude to Ecstasy, which is coming out in a new double album format. It's called Prelude to Ecstasy Acoustic Covers. It's a double album. One is the original album, the other is a mixture of live songs, acoustic versions of songs, and the aforementioned Spark song. It's such a fantastic song. I keep playing it over and over again. And if this doesn't finish it anywhere in the top three of my Spotify most played songs, I will be amazed.
Tacky tigers, this town ain't big enough for the both of us. And it ain't me who's gonna leave. Hiroshima, that's your name. This town ain't big enough for the both of us. And it ain't me who's gonna leave. This town ain't big enough for the both of us.
Now, over to Hillary's picks. So the first one is from Llanelli, which is in South Wales. So you want a reference point, it's just outside of Cardiff. Melodic rock band, The Scarlet Rebels. Sunny Varney will definitely like this group. I'll be really, really surprised if she doesn't. It's their third album. It's called Where the Colours Meet. They are a fantastic album. They've done a few record store appearances recently, and I managed to pick up a lovely green vinyl copy of the album signed by the band. The song I'd like you to pick is Secret Drug, or rather that's the one Hillary wants. It's the start song of the album. Why she particularly likes him, she thinks he's got a fantastic voice. There's real clarity in the way he sings as well, and she hears every word, which she says she really likes. It's also got a good rock beat as well. They are probably best described as a melodic 1980s type band, but they've got some heavier songs, isn't it? It is such a good album, and it was vying to be number one in the album charts a couple of weeks ago in the UK. The second song I'd like you to pick is by the mighty David Coverdale, who's now in his 70s, and Hillary's been a fan of him since Whitesnake started up in 1979. It's the band she's seen most of, and she's seen them several dozen times as well, and I've even been seeing them a couple of times as well. He's got a new album coming out, which is called Whitesnake Into the Light, the solo albums. It's his three solo albums, which, as he described, is revisited, remixed and remastered. The first song that has been released from this, or in fact the only song so far, is called Midnight Blue. So if you could play that as well, I'd be most grateful. I can't promise it will be picks from me and Hillary every month, but I will try and drag her into picking up a few songs, because she's picking up quite a lot of new bands at the moment as well. So, as ever, that's all from me. So long, farewell, goodbye.
In the cold light of the morning, I watch the sunrise slowly dawning. I close my eyes and I see you. and the silence takes my breath away. Can't stand to face another day. In the evening, when the sun goes down, I reach out for you, but you're not around. You call on my world, midnight blue. So what's a man like me to do? With all the love I feel for you, come and take.
They don't break any new ground, but that's a good thing.